This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by End Zone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The damn Spartan.
Oh! There goes the runner. There goes Correa again!
Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Houston!
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah, I said the king's in the building.
Oh, yeah. SB Nation Radio 1560 AM. We are the Sports Kings After Dark. My name is Chris DeMaz. I'm here with Super Mario and Dashing Dave.
Yeah, buddy.
What is going on, guys?
Man, the adjectives keep going, Chris. I appreciate it, man. Welcome, Houston, to another edition of Sports Kings After Dark here on 1560 SB Nation, everybody. And this week, again, we are geneless. Mario, how you feel about that, man?
Like,
this is the second time already.
It feels weird.
But he, you know what? Like, it's just, like, this weather down here in Texas is so crazy, man. Like, I'm sure up there in New York, like, you don't have to deal with, like, half this stuff, right?
Let me tell you something right now, okay? I'm from a place where we have four seasons. You know, it's normal. Summer, spring, winter, fall. It's amazing. Coming down in Texas, I've learned two things. It's either hot or not hot. Raining or not raining. That's really as much as you're going to get. That's as much as you're going
to
get.
And you can add stickiness to, like, half of those things as well, too.
The humidity here is just disgusting. But, man, this is the only place where on one side of the street it could be raining. And on the other side of the street, it is completely
bone dry. Yo, man, today I was looking out my front door and I saw the sun coming in, but it was raining so hard.
You know, there's an old southern saying here down in South Texas. If it's raining and the sun is out, the devil's beating his wife.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
I've never heard that in my life.
Being from the South, I've never heard it, but now I have. Added to my repertoire now.
Repertoire. So today is Saturday. It is a new month. Happy new month to everybody. It is June 3rd today. So much has happened in the past week. We got the NBA Finals. We have the Astros kicking butts and taking names. And we have some UFC talk. We have so much here in SB Nation Radio. I hope you guys tune in. Have a listen. And if you guys want to call in, we'll give the number. And you guys can interact with us later, a little later on tonight. But Sports Kings, tell me, take me there. What happened this past week? Tell me.
Yo, man, like, I'm still shaky about the finals, man, because I don't want to say, because we saw so many people jump ship on the Cavs, right? Like, right after that first game, it seems like everyone just sort of lost hope. Everyone's all reaching out the bags of excuses for LeBron. Like, we're coming up with everything we possibly can to kill these guys and to make sure they have this nothing going on for them.
Abandon ship!
And you know what? And there's so many things that, yeah, they did do wrong, but, like, everyone's just freaking out. Like, all of a sudden, this was once seen as the best finals, and now all of a sudden, it could be over.
It's a travesty. Let me tell you something, right? Everybody out in Cavalier Land. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Okay? It's just the first game. You know, like any good fighter, you want to get out there. You want to test your opponent's power, see what they had. They tasted it. They know what they're against. They're going to go back to the drawing boards. They're going to regroup. They're going to re-get together. And believe me, you're going to see a completely different team the second game of the finals. Guarantee you.
But you know what? One thing I did enjoy here was watching Kevin Durant. Because, I mean, whenever he came here, you can feel whatever way that you want to feel about him leaving the Thunder. And I also felt a certain way. Like, I ain't going to be able to hide that. At the same time, you remember that KD we used to experience at Texas? Mm-hmm. Like, you remember all those games? I believe I saw like a 20-minute highlight reel of maybe every point he scored while he was at UT. And man, like whenever I was watching that, I remember thinking whenever I was younger, you know, whenever he was actually playing, thinking this is the future. This is what the next wave is going to be. Because I remember how everyone laughed him off when he couldn't, was it bench press 185, I believe, or something like that?
Yes, sir.
And everyone kind of just, you know, shut him off a little bit. And that's probably why, you know, we went with Greg Oden instead of KD first, you know, and that will be forever known as a bust as well. But it was good seeing him get out there, man. I know he has had games like this before this season, but it's good to see him come in on a, you know, big stage and just light it up like that.
For me, it was just, you watch Kevin Durant play And when you see him play, you just think poetry in motion.
Oh, man.
I mean, he has one of the strongest jump shots in the game. And it's just crazy. Whenever he's open, it's automatic.
Oh, yeah.
And then last night was even worse because they were letting him drive to the basket.
Oh,
it looked like a layup line out there. I was like, what's going on right now? Where's the defense?
Oh, man. And you know what? And he had straight, just beeline straight to the rim with no one in front of him. And that was the thing, too. Cavs weren't trying to test him. They didn't think that, you know, maybe they'll go for a kick out. You know, they're trying to commit to those guys on the perimeter. But, man, they need to hold down
the
paint.
You said it right there. The whole thing that game was they didn't want to give up the three, but they were just giving them those twos all night. And the thing that they want you to do most, Golden State, is they want you to trade baskets.
Oh, yeah.
They want you to trade baskets. They want you to get into those situations on two-on-ones. Why? Because you think you're winning. You're like, okay, we're trading baskets. We're okay. And that's when they run that score up. And that's what happened. They started trading baskets. They lulled them to sleep. And Golden State just turned on the boosters. And it was like they didn't know what to do after it.
But this era is definitely not made for trading baskets anymore, right?
No. This is an offensive league. You can't do it.
Oh, man. We can't do it. There's so many things now that they can just change the whole lot of the game. Because, honestly, I'm watching the game. And from the get-go, I can see that Cleveland is not playing the way they should be. And that Golden State has all the energy on their side. And a lot of people can say, you know, they don't really believe in tempo and really believe, you know, what that crowd can do and really, you know, get in them. But, man, it's like they're walking out there like zombies half the time. Yeah, sometimes they'll definitely, you know, be putting up a defensive effort. But so many breakdowns, man, especially those plays whenever they're letting people who shouldn't be scoring play. They're letting Zaza get, you know, positioning inside. It's people going by Richard Jefferson. And
they just got outworked.
Oh, man. And it's another thing, too, that really bugged me about this was the first showing of LeBron was him D'ing up KD.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever KD and LeBron faced up, man, it's like KD totally took over. He had the killer instinct to just be like, yo, I'm going for this. Let's do this. He had no second thoughts whatsoever. And he was just going.
That's true.
And who can blame him?
And he needs help. He needs help. I'm looking at this right now. And I mean, other than LeBron and Smith, I mean, who else was giving them anything? If you look at it, Thompson had 0 points. I mean, J.R. Smith had 3 points. I mean, Deron Williams coming off the bench had 0 points. Jefferson gave him 9. You know, Shumpert gave him 5. I mean, but other than that, they need people to step up. And then you look on the other side of Golden State, everybody on their bench, you know, was partaking and they were doing what they were supposed to do. They got to fix this. That bench has to come alive, and they have to do something because if they keep playing like this, Golden State is just feel comfortable. This is what they want. They're comfortable. You're in their element. You're playing their tempo.
Don't you think the Cavs been a little too comfortable lately? Like, just the fact, and you know, and you can really put everything into this, and not just, you know, the finals, but just the whole Eastern Conference period. I'm not saying that, you know, they need a downplay because they're in the Eastern Conference, in the Eastern Conference. But we've seen them also kind of slow down a little bit. We've seen them lose a game that they shouldn't have lost.
Mm-hmm.
You think, you know, they kind of got a little too comfy in the seat a little bit?
I don't think too comfy, but, you know, LeBron and the Cavs, they've been there. They've been here before. You know what I mean? This is not unfamiliar territory. So it reminds me kind of a wily veteran boxer. You know, you're going against a young buck. He's coming out. He's hitting you hard, you know, pushing the action. So you reserve yourself. You save yourself for what? The later rounds. The championship rounds, and this is where you show what your medal is made of. So is it that, you know, are the Cavaliers just, you know, yeah, you know, we'll give you this first game. Is it like this? Are they doing the wily veteran? Are they just taking it and waiting for their opportunity, or are they going to come back and respond? Because if you don't respond, you have to respond this game too.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. You just can't sit back and wait on your laurels. You can't do it.
And you know what else is interesting? This past week, I recently found out, and this is something that usually whenever things of this caliber, you know, go on. I usually find out about these things, but I was kind of disappointed. I had to wait until I saw it on TV one day that Richard Jefferson has a podcast that they do with a lot of players coming in and out and stuff. And I was actually kind of disappointed. I haven't caught an episode, man, because don't you think that's a little interesting? I've met a couple of NBA. I've been lucky enough to have NBA players on a coaching staff I was a part of at Texas Southern. I didn't hear, you know, too many stories. I heard, you know, a good amount, though. It was some nice basketball knowledge, but about players dropping knowledge and just is pretty much pouring their heart out, you know, on radio. You know, that's pretty interesting, right? Like, they're people, too. Like, we understand that their job is way better than anyone else's job, But, I mean, they still go through the day-to-day things that they have to do and still, you know, I guess make some fun or, you know.
You gotta have fun playing this game, but it's so hard, you know. It's easy when you're in Golden State seat.
Yeah.
Because you're having fun right now. You know what I mean? Everyone's having fun. We're moving the ball. Everyone's shooting the three. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean?
But then shoot the J. Shoot it.
Shoot it.
Shoot it. Shoot the J. But then you go to the Cleveland side, and there's no talk about let's go out there and have fun. You know, it's talking about this is you have to play for your game. You have to play for your life. You have to play, you know, game two is a must-win game. It's crazy to see how that affects, you know, the psyche of each player.
So are you saying that Cavs are usually, like, kind of PC, like, they wanted to say the right things and only the right things and kind of just, you know, just be that veteran, you know? Like,
it is kind of like that. You know, you kind of got, like, you know, Cavaliers being the older team, quote unquote, you know?
I mean, look at all those guys they have in there. Look at Aaron. Think about all the guys that all those, like, for example, Shannon Frye,
I mean, Richard Jefferson, man.
Richard Jefferson, yeah. Deron Williams.
Yeah.
Man.
Deron Williams, yeah. Yeah.
I remember when he was, like, at Indiana with Luther Head and D. Brown. Mm-hmm. And now, like, they're the season vets now.
It's crazy. You think about it. And then you got, you know, the Golden State, who's young bucks. You know what I mean? Real young.
Oh, man.
Probably all wild in that. And then, but
J.R. Smith is technically one of these older cats, too.
He is. He's been around. And I believe this is our time for break, so please come on back to SB Nation 1560, King Sports After Dark.
Sports Kings After Dark.
Sports Kings
After Dark. 1560. We'll be back right after these messages. We gotta pay some bills.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by Endzone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
What is going on? SB Nation Radio. Chris Tamez here. SB Nation 1560 Sports Talks. Sports Kings After Dark, sorry. We are here at the SB Nation studios here. And wonderful Houston, Texas. A little bit rainy today, a little bit rainy, also a little bit sunshiny. Houston, you don't know what you want to do. You really don't know what you want to do. So, guys, I'm joined here by the Sports Kings, Mr. Super Mario.
Tell me about it.
And Mr. Super Dave. What's going on, Dave? What's up, man?
Super. That doesn't start with a D.
Well, no, I have to think of something right now because our...
Can you multitask?
I'm multitasking right now.
Oh, man.
That's a good song. I like that song, Mario.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mario is the DJ for today.
Right? DJ Super Mario on the ones and twos, playing a little bit of Start It Up.
So, are you going all East Coast today?
This is all East Coast. This is going to be all New York, except maybe one song that has a feature by Kanye.
And you know what? I don't mind that, too, because, I mean, especially different, like, eras of music that really gets me. But you know what? I would say that East Coast stays very consistent. Like, even recently, like, ASAP Rocky... Flatbush Zombies. I think the list goes on as of right now, especially on the East Coast, man. And it's definitely, you know, you can always listen to it. Like, they don't go through their funks, right?
You have funks, you know what I mean? You have times, like, especially now that you got this new whole trap era of music and stuff like that.
And the Jack Queen.
The mumbling.
Yeah. All right, guys. We couldn't have Gene here in the studios, but he did grace us with his presence via talk.
All right.
Hey.
Mr. Gene, give me a second where I'm at right now.
Hold on, Gene. We're coming for you.
We're going to have to ask Gene what's his favorite East Coast rapper, though.
Gene, you're on.
Like, we definitely have to ask him that. What's up, Gene?
Gene, you there?
Gene.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, wait a minute. You know what? Okay, I got this vision here, okay, that... somebody is sitting in my chair.
Oh, he showed me. Someone always sits in your chair.
How'd you know?
That's hilarious.
So I'm just going to see which one of y'all will admit who it is, because I'm thinking it's Mario.
How are you right?
Someone's diming me out. Who's diming me out, man?
That's 100.
Snitches get stitches. Who's doing this?
What are you sitting in my chair for, man? Come on. You know what? I'm gone for just a week, man.
I'm just keeping it warm for you, brother. Just keeping it warm for you.
That's a lot of warmth.
Gentlemen, what is happening in your town? Is it raining down there?
You know what? It's a little sprinkles. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's on and off.
I don't see too much lightning.
I was watching the Houston college game today, the Houston Regional NC2A Championship, and I mean, the game was pretty much not the championship, but the World Series. The game was over with, but I think they had to bring the tarps out because it started to lightning and raining. So, but anyway, things down here up here in Dallas. Quite interesting, as you know, we haven't got rain here in a while. So instead of like raining like one day at a time, we get maybe 6 inches in one day. So
man. Wow. It's you know what?
Weather. I heard you guys talking about Texas weather.
Oh man, because we had to. Because you know what, Gene? I think earlier today I was watching like the Doppler radar or whatever, and I saw that big old coat of green and all that red and yellow all in the radar. So man, I already knew y'all were getting the most of it up there.
Yeah, yeah, we got quite a bit, but. Hey guys, I heard you guys talking about the NBA Finals Game One. Now the only thing I didn't hear was you guys giving Mean Gene any credit for just saying how Kevin Durant would. I predicted he would be the MVP of this league. I there was no way I knew that he was going to clown the way he did Thursday night. 38 points against a Cavs defense that was just non-existent.
I was about to say, you mean no defense.
no defense. And, I mean, just incredible, incredible. I never expected to see what I saw Thursday night out of Kevin Durant.
He played like a man possessed. You know, he played with a man who has something on his shoulder, a chip on his shoulder, and something he has to prove. He didn't come to he didn't go to Golden State, you know, to win records or just to get, you know, the number one seed. He came to Golden State to win a ring, and he showed that last night.
I mean, he definitely punched the Cavs in the chest, man. Like, he caved it in. And the thing that really irritated me the most about the Cavs is that they wanted to stay in their ways. They weren't able to change anything. They didn't want to, you know, maybe go back to drawing board a little bit, maybe think about switching and who they leave on certain people. Because how many times did we see Kyrie get switched or just end up seeing Kyrie on KD, mm-hmm. especially down the post?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And definitely the couple times where Richard Jefferson, and you know what? I give Jefferson so much props because of his age and also his athletic ability, but still not enough. But we know we're all looking at that one man that might be the most capable to do it, and he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite interesting, guys. I don't know defensively what the Cavaliers are going to do because you know, they just don't have answers for Golden State, especially when you get someone like Durant that's going to put up 38 points. But how about Golden State's defense? I mean, Klay Thompson didn't show up offensively, but Klay Thompson is probably one of the most underrated defenders on that team.
He can stay in front of most people, honestly. It doesn't matter if it's a guard position, a four position. He at least has a lateral quickness to stay in front of people, and that's honestly all you need to do. Especially in this league right now, everyone wants to drive straight to the basket if they are going to the basket, not shooting a jumper, but wasn't, you know, quite going the Cavs way, you know, 3-point wise. But man, he can make himself so long because we really forget that he's 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he uses all his length. He's able to, you know, at least, you know, contest shots. Man, everyone is doing work because I mean, especially when Green wasn't in there, you know, for the first quarter, he got, you know, early foul trouble. Everyone else kicked it up.
Mm-hmm. And that was the difference between that team.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing, because I know a lot of folks are listening and they're saying, wow, it really sounds like these guys are pumping up the Golden State Warriors. And
this is the truth.
And it sounds like the series is over, but it's not. Here's a little interesting stat here. Okay, now the game one winner of the finals is 49-21. So that's about 700, you know, percent, 70% right there. But the game one loser has won 4 of the last 6 finals.
And we all can guess who was on that team.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, so just when you know, get ahead. But I'm going to tell you something, though. This is the scary thing about the NBA Finals and this crazy format, because I'm sitting here looking at the schedules, right? So we played game one on Thursday, and here you're in the same damn city, and you got to wait 3 days?
Yep.
Oh, man.
For the next game? That gives a lot of energy to the losing team of game one,
mm-hmm.
because Cleveland now has all of this time to make the adjustments, because you're going to see a lot of adjustments. That's what the playoffs is about, adjustments. But Golden State, it favored Golden State to play another game the next night, you know, because you don't want to slow down that momentum. So don't be surprised if you see a completely different, you know, game two tomorrow night.
True, but to play devil advocates for Golden State, they've been waiting. They've been waiting. You know what I mean? They finished it, what, undefeated coming in right now. So they had time before. So, you know, that all the 3 days break, I understand it too. But they've been waiting for Golden State, man. I mean, for Cavaliers. And they just came out like a man on a mission, man. Like, they came out there and was like, we're going to prove we are the champs. And that's what they came and they did.
And you know what? We can partially blame LeBron, I guess, on the side of, you know, especially defensively. Because, I mean, everyone always sees, you know, his behind-the-back chase down blocks. We see his monster rebounds, and we definitely put him in a list of players that definitely, you know, they can guard the best player.
Two-way players, man.
And, you know, we're going to, you know, ease that a little bit. But also, man, it's going to be that bench that has to step up. Everyone else, I mean, look at all those, you know, like we were talking about those all those players that played, you know, back in the day, and they played against so many people. These are the guys that have to at least score a couple points, man. I saw Williams get out there. And, man, I see him do, you know, a couple, two crossovers and just chunk it up. And, man, brick lane.
It's, you know, I mean, it was just crazy. The energy, the atmosphere. I don't know if anybody was going to beat Golden State Thursday night, because it just, the crowd, you could tell the teams got off to like a nervous start, so to speak. But that energy in there was electric, man. You would have got shocked if you would have been anywhere near the Oracle, because that electricity coming out of that place. You know, I'm thinking tomorrow night, you know, they might bring it, but I, you know, nothing like Thursday night. But I heard you guys talking about Tristan Thompson and some of the things. You know, LeBron's really going to have to rely on some people defensively and offensively, because looking at the stats of that game, you know, Kevin Love, you know, even in a losing effort, you know, for 21 rebounds, that's pretty damn good. Who knows what would happen if he hadn't, you know, just been cleaning up the boards. I mean, that score probably would have been worse than it was.
Or if someone would have stepped up. If someone else would have stepped up, it could have changed the whole face of the game.
You know what? And I've definitely been questioning Kevin Love's confidence, and definitely if he's able to be strong, you know, banging in the post like he used to be, you know, whenever he was a little thicker, like, you know, 20 or 30 pounds ago. But offensively, he's going to kick it up. But, you know, I'm looking at Smith. I'm looking at Thompson. Jefferson, Williams, I mean, Shumpert too as well. I mean, especially when you're getting those key time minutes. We need those guys to not just step up on the offensive side, but, I mean, at least make a trouble for the defensive side as well.
But look at the turnovers in that game, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yes.
Four turnovers. I mean, a damn near perfect game. And you know, LeBron, eight turnovers. So somehow they're going to have to get the ball into the hand of the point so he can, you know, kind of dictate and let, so LeBron can move around a little bit. I'm sure they're going to have to probably set some screens for him, because Kevin Durant was just on him like I don't know what.
He had something to prove. But like you said earlier, Gene, all the teams that, you know, more teams that have lost first have gone and won. So like I said, is it time for them? Are they just doing this and being the wily veteran, just waiting to see what Golden State was going to throw at, and now here comes the counter?
Yeah, I could see that, and I like your boxing analogies, because yeah, I mean, now in a 7-game series, you know, you could I mean, no one wants to just sit there and say, okay, we give you this one, but at the same time, I mean, and that's why having, you know, these 3 days between games, you know, man, you know, if you're the Cavaliers going into a game two with this type of a schedule, it favors Cleveland right now, because Cleveland could come back and even this series up. You know, tomorrow night, you know, you guys will be talking about, wow, what happened? We have a 1-1 series here, and now this thing is going back to Cleveland.
You know it, Gene, but we're going to break right now, so we're going to keep you on the line, and we're going to hear what you think about Game 2 on Sunday and what adjustments do have to be done on Golden State and the Cavaliers. You are listening to SB Nation 1560 AM Sports Kings After Dark.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
What is going on, SB Nation? This is Chris DeMayes here with the Sports Kings After Dark. We are jamming here in the studio. The artist is 50 Cent Wangsta.
Hey, you know what? This was an interesting time doing music, right?
Yes, it was. Yes, it really was.
And we are joined by Mr. Gene Thompson, a.k.a. Mean Gene, the founder.
Hey, so whose music is this? Mario's
this
music
is Mario's
tonight?
Music, yes.
All right, Mario. I haven't heard that jam in a while, so that's...
I put that one on there specifically for you, Jim.
Yeah, so far so good. Even hits with the Dipset, like before on the going out. So yeah, so far so good on the East Coast, man.
Oh yeah, we feel
about that.
Tonight. Yeah,
representing us. See,
all right, you already know all day, every day.
So guys, so you want to talk about just what possibly could happen tomorrow night and game two and. And I'm looking at those stats again, man. You know, Tristan Thompson, 0 points. Darren Williams,
0 points.
0 points. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly other people will have to get involved. They cannot come out and play another game like this. I mean, 91 playing East Coast ball might get you a victory, but you're going to have to score 100 points against Golden State or more. If you're
going
to win.
Man, Gene, you know what? Coming from Thompson, I really don't need him to score because he didn't score this game and we still got 91 points. But, I mean, 56 points in the paint for Golden State, that's not going to cut it for me. So I think that's where we need to kind of draw the line right there is that the Cleveland, they have to defend the paint. I mean, I understand that they want to, you know, think perimeter first. They're trying to get those shooters, you know, make sure they're covered first, their priority, because, I mean, you don't want a barrage of threes just coming in. But, man, 56 points in the paint, that's almost unheard of. And then it felt like, you know, people were scared to kind of go after KD. I mean, I understand that he's also a freak of nature, 7 foot, can carry the ball. I mean, yes, he's a monster. We all know that. But also, we all in the NBA. Oh, well, they're all in the NBA. I mean, this is, you know, go hard or go home, right? This is for the chip.
Yeah. You know, the funniest stat of the night was, you know, normally when a player scores or, you know, plays 5 minutes, get 4 points, and, yeah, I mean, that guy is not interviewed by no one. How in the hell did JaVale McGee get a lot of airtime, post-game airtime, with playing 5 minutes?
And you know what was one of those? while he was shooting a free throw, there was like a little fun fact that was underneath his stats or whatever that said that he owned a Sphinx cat. And then, like, at least 20 minutes later on Twitter, I saw all these articles about his cat. Can you believe that? Like, this man has became, like, one of the most laughable players in the NBA to, like, holy glory, right? Like, he totally has switched it up on everybody. He's Hollywood now.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be. If you're getting major ABC network interviewing time, and you just played 5 freaking minutes, that was crazy.
It's also those key plays too, because you remember that block on Thompson? It looked a sweet little bounce pass. Should be an easy dunk, and here comes JaVale McGee. And he does those things every so often. Because you know what? And I give him props because you can either be on the bad side of that or on the good side. And you know what? He's been winning the battles lately. He's been picking them pretty nicely.
Yeah. Yeah, he has, guys. And now, the only reason why I'm on tonight, guys, is because there was a scheduling conflict with our Golden State of mine, SB Nation writer, Tamron Spruill. Now, she's going to be on next week, and the series will move to Cleveland, so we'll have her on next weekend, you know, to talk about this series. I mean, either it's going to be over or we're going to be looking at a 3-1, 2-2, or we don't know. But nevertheless, she was supposed to be on tonight. But, guys, I guess, you know, breaking down what could possibly happen tomorrow, you know, I like to look at things that are not on the court. I mean, I am almost puzzled that Steve Kerr is going to be possibly coaching tomorrow night.
Mm. And you know what? That's gonna be big time.
I just want to throw this in for tomorrow's game. I'm saying this right now, Saturday, June 3rd. Someone, I must say, from the Golden State Warriors, someone's gonna pull a James Harden and just not care. someone's gonna do that. You watch. Someone's gonna do that.
You had to get Harden in there, huh?
Someone's gonna pull a James Harden and be like, I don't care, and just, you know, Illuminati confirmed.
Well, but Mario and Dave, I mean, you know, and you guys know we've been talking about this. You know, mm-hmm. We talked about Steve Kerr when he, you know, was in the locker room of game one against the Spurs. So, I mean, and we've been talking about how hungry Mike Brown is and going against his team. I mean, do you guys agree that Steve Kerr should probably come back now and coach, or should we just leave this thing alone? I mean, this is kind of mind-boggling if you're Mike Brown, right?
That's a really good question, Gene. And we're also going to answer this because I actually have so much to talk about this. But we're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about it. Oh, we're not?
No.
Why are we here fooling me over here thinking we're going to commercial break?
Man, he's getting you
Mario,
today.
Mario, you
need to take a restroom break or something.
I'm telling you. I'm just... okay. That makes sense. All right, Gene. So we're going to make final predictions then with you, sir. So here we go. Dave.
Well,
game two.
I think for game two, like I said, the points in the paint, I mean, they had to get it going. And you know what? They need to understand because, you know what? Like I said, you know, LeBron, he enforces so much on the offensive side, and we love him for that, right? We love the dunks. We love it when, you know, he's marching down the court and he's driving the paint and he gets the monster dunk. But it has to be both ways. And I feel that Kyrie also as well will have a bigger game as well. I don't know because, you know what? Whenever we saw, you know, the last game, it makes you think a little bit. But we're going to see the Cavs play better. I totally believe that. Tristan Thompson, I think, has to be the X factor because 56 points in the paint can't be done like that. They out-rebounded them, though. And that's the crazy thing. Cavs out-rebound the Golden State Warriors. But, I mean, they still came up with a victory. So that will be right there with me, my X factor. But saying that, I think the Cavs come back and win it, man. I'm going to give them,
you know. The Cavs come back and win
it? Yeah, I'm going to, you know, they have to have, you know, have that nasty taste in their mouth. We all understand LeBron's going through everything he's going on through right now and the media and the stuff, you know, about his house and everything. But
right. He's
going to overcome, man. I totally see that.
That's a great storyline.
It is a good storyline. Yeah. That is a good storyline. All right, for me, I already made a prediction last show. I told y'all I picked Cleveland in five, and I'm still going to stick with this. I'm going to tell you why. LeBron is going to bring the troops together. He's going to give him one of the best speeches they ever heard in their life. And like a true Floyd general, he's going to go lead his troops to victory.
He's going to put money in their bank account and say, do your job.
What you getting paid for? You got one job. But I'm taking Cavaliers game two. I'm picking Cavaliers.
You know what, guys? I picked Golden State in six. So the fact that I picked them in six, I would not be surprised at all if Cleveland makes the adjustment. And because they've had so much time now to prepare, I wouldn't be surprised if this time tomorrow night, you know, we'll be talking about Cleveland winning game two and we got an even series. I still think Golden State is going to win the series, but I think Cleveland might get one in there tomorrow. So, but guys, I'm going to get off here because I want to sit and listen to you guys. You're doing a hell of a job. Mario. Just remember, you cannot be in my seat next week, man.
Oh, I will not be in your seat. I promise you, sir.
It's going to be toasty for you, though.
Nice and toasty.
All right, guys. You guys have a great show.
All right, sir, later, Gene.
Appreciate it. Man, I think there's so many things else before we can just decide game two, man. Is, you know what?
It's a great storyline. I mean, I think I'm not even a basketball player. I'm watching baseball.
You're a player, right? But not a basketball player.
I'm watching baseball right now. These women are very beautiful.
Softball, yeah.
Yeah, softball. But, I mean, it's a storyline, guys. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. It's a tale as old as time. And, you know, yeah, the underdogs, they won. Like I told you guys last week, the underdogs, you know, the Golden State Warriors.
Why you keep calling them underdogs, Chris?
Like they were the number one seed. Like, they're undefeated going into the playoffs.
I know what you're saying, though, because yeah. Big Bad LeBron exactly. is supposed to, yeah. you're supposed to handle it.
The franchise. The poster child. Yeah. The poster child. Okay, I
That's
understand.
That's why, to me, they're the underdogs.
The Jesus Shuttlesworth of this era. Yes,
I totally believe that. I used to like those. Remember those Nike commercials that LeBron used to do? They were like, it was like in a pool. And he would have like a kid form himself, then an old man form himself.
Oh, yeah.
So that's taking it back right there.
Some super like fly.
He was doing the Kyrie commercial before Kyrie was doing the Uncle Drew, right? Mm-hmm, like, he was the first one putting that on.
But I just think, you know, I think LeBron and his team is going to win tomorrow. I think he's going to be like, hey, guys, we let the little puppies get whatever they wanted, and we're going to shut them down.
I just pictured, like, LeBron talking and just, like, Chris's voice coming out. Like, that's exactly what's going on.
Do you picture Chris talking? Do you picture Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream?
Yeah, yes! Baby! Yes! The ghost of Dusty Rhodes is in the building.
The American Dream, baby, here at SB Nation 1560. I love all y'all, and you know what? The Cleveland Cavaliers is going to win tomorrow. I'm just saying now. Okay, goodbye.
The ghost of Dusty Rhodes.
There you go. It's already said Cavaliers game two, man.
I don't know what happened, guys. But
he got possessed.
Did you guys see that lightning? But no, yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Yo, so like I said, we have to think about other things that are going on. But man, just like Chris said, man, it feels good that we don't have to read a comic book for once to see what's, you know, to get this magnificent storyline going on.
It's everything. It's buying into what everyone wanted. Mm-hmm. Everyone wanted David against Goliath. Everyone wanted the two best teams in the league going at it, and we're getting it.
It almost makes me mad that we had to go through the whole season though just to get this, right?
Could you say Golden State is the David? Like, is there another team out there that's like
no,
that?
No,
the Golden State's the David for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, the David.
I'm pretty sure there are other teams out there that are like the David, like the team that no one expects to
well,
win.
Well, yeah, we call, I guess, the little engines that could,
I
right?
Wanted, like the Red Sox in baseball. Is it the Red Sox?
Yes, the Red Sox in baseball. Yeah, I was about to say,
yeah.
What?
No, yeah, the Red, like, you know how they're like,
right.
You know, yeah.
Right.
You got to have angels in the outfield to go.
So you already busting out the movies. And you know what? Last week, we did our favorite basketball movies.
Yes,
so
yes.
And Gene just got off the line.
Gene.
And we should have asked him.
Gene,
because
Gene,
there's so many baseball movies just to back up as many basketball movies.
I mean, there's only one to me. And I think everyone knows, and everyone out there in Radio Land knows what I'm talking about. A little bit of Wesley Snipes, Charlie Sheen.
Oh!
Best Major Leagues, baby.
Yeah, Major Leagues.
Give him the heater, Ricky.
No, God. Roland Gardner.
Roland Gardner. I got a great invention. Hot ice.
But no, yeah. I mean, tomorrow's going to be a great day for game two, right? How many games are in the final? Teach me.
Up to seven games.
Seven games.
But best of four.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, that's the drama, too, of it, to see how long is this going to last. Because, I mean, we always think about last year, right? Mm-hmm. They're coming back from that big this deficit. And being able to just turn the tape, man. And you know what? That was the moment for the Cavs. And you couldn't ask for a better ending, right?
No, you can't.
But this is real life, and the show must go on, and you must repeat.
That sounds so sad. This is reality. And in reality, dreams are broken.
but it's true, though, because, no, yeah. I mean, we had, like I was just about to say, we had to go through this whole basketball season, right? And for mostly everyone already knowing the outcome. And we finally get to it. And now I'm getting to the sad part of the basketball season where in a couple weeks...
That Goliath is going to win?
Well, not just that, but it's going to be over. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I got to wait so long until football starts. And I understand baseball.
I mean, not that.
Yeah, I'm not like, going to hate.
But what about these Astros, man?
I'm not going to hate. But okay. Still, okay. Like, you're just going to leave me with one sport? Like, I got the big three, I guess, to look up
NASCAR
on.
NASCAR season's here. Is it NASCAR season during the summer?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
but you know what? I've recently started. You know, what's the other kind of cars that they have?
Oh, Formula.
Yeah,
Formula One racing is the ish to me, bro.
We only that's take the Ferraris.
Ish. Anything with like you know Gran Turismo style that I'm pretty interested in, right?
When okay. They get to, yes. Yes.
That too.
Yes.
You know, the Formula racing is
jeez,
definitely really
look
big.
Look at the screen, guys. Jeez, rise up, hell, I mean, right?
What? That's a weird. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but I mean, yeah.
Okay then.
You know what? We just got off topic real quick. This is why we can't have things going on in the studio. especially with Chris, because Chris is facing a TV. So whenever he's going to see something, he's just going to go at it. Then.
I mean, I think your beauty is a joy forever. I'm
just that, hey, that is everyone agrees with that. But for me is, I just can't see Cleveland conceding to Golden State. I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't, everyone's talking about, oh, you know, the series is over. The series is over. But we're over because we're going to commercial. So you come back. Sports Radio 1560, Sports Kings After Dark.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
You scare me, Mario. I look at it. I looked out my window and be like, oh my God, is there an air raid coming right now? I'm not scared of anyone. 1560 Sports Kings After Dark, SB Nation. My name is Chris DeMez, joined by Super Mario. I don't have my list out, Dave. I'm
add adjective here, Dave.
Add adjective here, Dave. This is actually pretty nice music. Who's this, Nas?
This is Nas, Hero featuring Carrie Hilson.
I used to drink a drink called Nas. Made me diabetic.
My guy.
You are tuned in to SB Nation 1560. I hope you guys are having a great time. And you know what? We got a giveaway tonight. We have a giveaway. Caller 10, 713-439-1560. You guys get to have tickets for the Tacos, Tequila, and Margarita Festival coming up next week, next Saturday,
hey.
June 10th. You guys get to have those tickets. Caller number 10, 713-439-1560. Sports Kings, talk to me.
Ain't that wild that we get to go, you know, MC a festival of that caliber? Like, I'm thinking about, like, you know, we already found out that, you know, they sold what, over 20,000 tickets?
23,000 tickets.
23,000 tickets.
Yes, sir. Oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, and to think about how many tacos are going to be in that vicinity, there's 23,000 people that are going to be there. You got to assume that each one of those people will at least consume around 2 to 4 or 5 tacos, right?
Easy.
Man. That's a lot of tortillas there, man. And you know what? There's also...
Speak for yourself. How about 20 on me?
Yo, but you know what? That's a given, though. Because, yeah. I mean, especially when you live that taco life all the time, man.
Let me tell you something, all right? When I came down south, and I, the first taco I ever had down here, it was love at first bite.
And what'd you love
please,
about
please
it?
Please don't say it's Jack in the Box or Taco Cabana.
No, it wasn't no Jack in the Box, Taco Cabana. I will shout out El Taconazo Food
yeah,
Truck.
Yes,
El Taconazo,
sir.
Our food
yes,
truck
sir.
On Long Point. It's amazing. It's so good.
Yo, so they have one on Long Point. So there's one in the hood off of Fulton. And yo,
El
know
Taconazo.
What?
That's
something
I was
raised on. And certain ones don't sell like corn tortillas or flour. So the one I go to by the crib is all corn tortillas. And that's probably the only food truck, only place I'll eat corn tortillas like that. Because, you know, everyone's
going to
go with the flour, right?
No,
like, that's
the
consensus, like 100% everyone chooses flour over corn. Like, definitely.
Yo, I love
Chris,
the song.
Chris,
I love the song you're playing in the background, Chris.
What's your favorite
Chris?
Taco place, Chris, real quick?
My favorite taco place? Oh, my God. Why are you going to put me in a spot like that? Oh, my God. I can't. Okay, so there's this one place off of McCarty Road. 610 East off of Marcotti Road. Oh my God, I can't remember the name.
Don Julio.
No, Don Julio. I think Don Julio Tacos. They
Julio.
Have the best, best breakfast tacos and tacos in general. And their hot sauce. Ooh,
damn!
I gotta take you guys one day. It's off of Marcotti Road,
man.
East side of town of Houston. I don't know.
What time are they open till?
I don't know if they get that. I don't know. I'm getting the name wrong. Don Julio or Taco. I've been going there forever. I should know this.
Come on, Chris.
After the break, I'll come back.
So anyway, again, the
Delicious
Texas Taco Tequila
not
Margarita Festival.
No, not no taco, nah, though, no.
June 10th. from noon to 11 p.m. at Preservation Park. In
SB
Springs,
Nation will be
Texas.
There. The Kings After Dark will be there. Definitely will be there.
Another tacos.
Of course, we want some tacos. We want some tequila. You guys want to take some tequila shots in the $100 weather?
$100? Oh, man. You know what? That's going to be the worst, right?
That's going to be the best. You're going to sweat it out. You ain't going
to
feel it.
I'm going to have to bring 3 shirts.
Tequila.
3 shirts, 2 towels. At least, right?
Swag.
Man, I'm bringing baby wipes. It's going to be hot out there, dog.
Baby wipes. I'm bringing, what's that stuff, that fan that hooks on your body?
Oh, yeah, with this little spray mist?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
With a Camelback?
Man, did you see the new things they have now where you can plug it into, like, the USB part of your phone, and it's like a little fan on the bottom?
That's going to kill my phone.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be...
That's going to kill my phone.
Killing the battery a little bit. But, hey, real quick. Yo. So Houston got something to be proud of, especially in the collegiate level. I mean, we get to talk about, you know, the Astros a lot. Mm-hmm. But also, we got to give props to the universities around here. So, first of all, and I know me and Chris, you know, we hold them a little special to our heart. We got to shout out Texas Southern University real quick. Oh, just
hey,
like that.
Nope.
Yeah, real quick, man. I'm a fellow alumni.
I kid.
I know he does. I know
TSU,
he does.
TSU Tigers.
Yes, sir. We got to shout out Michael Robertson and the TSU baseball team. And, man, they showed out. Lost a tough game to LSU and lose again to Rice, which was a good game for a good 6-7 innings. And also, shout out Jose Camacho, man. And he was laying the wood out there. It seemed like he got on base for it every time during the LSU game, and just is about the same thing for the Rice game. So, man, special shout out to them, but also as well, U of H.
U of Rice. H, baby, 17-3.
Oh, wow. And you know what? And that's definitely something we weren't really, you know, expecting too much, especially at a Big 12 school like Baylor. But I mean, man, luckily the rain came in, had to stop it a little bit. Man, they're just, you know, putting salt in the wound, man. They didn't want to end it. But like I said, also as well, Rice is going to be in it as well. Mm-hmm. So they just got the win over TSU late with a couple home runs towards the end. But man, look at all the talent that we got in this, you know, Houston area. It's just something that's well known. I know we're not the first ones to definitely put it out there that there's so many, you know, all these prospects, and now the colleges around the area are starting to shine.
Texas A&M.
Also, shout out Sam Houston State as well.
They're down right now
against Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. God, man, you know what? When do we stop? Because if you look at all these other teams too, like, for example, LSU, a couple of Texas guys on that squad, Southeast Louisiana as well, Arkansas. It seems like, man, we're the recruiting hotbed for everybody.
Isn't LSU your favorite team?
It is my favorite team.
So how do you
football?
Yeah,
foosball. Oh. Only on foosball season, Bobby.
Foosball with the devil, Bobby Boucher.
Exactly. And you know what? It makes me that movie like means so much to me now that LSU is my favorite team because that's the bayou right there, baby. Like, you
the
know
bayou
what I'm
boat,
saying?
Baby.
Like,
it's bayou boat,
but they were the mud dogs.
But still, man, it's still the same culture because if you ever heard Coach O talk, the head coach of LSU, man. That's the perfect voice to fit that region of the country.
There's only one coach that hit my heart, and that is Coach Carter.
We're not talking about that kind of hitting.
Actually, no. Who's the better coach? I want you guys to call in 713-439.
Who's the best coach of all time?
713-439-1560. Who's the better coach? The guy from Remember the Titans? The coach
Denzel
from
Washington,
you mean like Denzel
that guy,
only one of his most defining roles. I'm just saying.
Or the band leader from Drumline.
Orlando Jordan. What's his name? Orlando.
Who's more motivational? I mean, who motivated better? I want to say Denzel Washington because I mean, Remember the Titans. I mean, that movie made me cry.
Did it?
Wow. And, you know, TCU's in it, too. I just noticed right now. And man. It's from Central Connecticut.
Ten teams from Texas in there, man. And the actor that you were trying to listen for was Orlando Jones.
It was Orlando Jones.
Man.
Okay.
And he's also on this new series called American Gods. Wow.
Yo, he is, isn't he?
Yo,
I heard about it. It's based on North Gods. I've heard about that.
Yo, it is wild. And you know, and I wish we had a show to talk about our favorite premium channel TV shows.
You got
to
put it out there.
Man, we got somehow put that out there, man.
What are we talking about now?
But yeah, man, so the Texas scene in baseball is getting pretty wild. But do you think that stems from the region, or you think, you know, maybe the Astros helped that just a little bit?
It stems from the region, man. You know, baseball goes, you know, it's America's pastime, you know, especially down here where it's all year round weather to play baseball. you know? So that's why. And
Is this like the couple things that we got on, like, for example, the Midwest? And I know, for example, when you look at New York, we ain't going to find a lot of New York football prospects because there's no room
for football fields. Correct. It's true. That's why certain sports are more popular. Like, you know, like football's popular more down and stuff because y'all have the space for it. You know what I mean? Whereas up in New York, it's going to be more basketball, baseball.
Is it true that you didn't start, like, did you get into college football once you got down here?
Yeah, like, I wasn't big into college football up north because it's not, like, I'm really trying to think who would, you know, who would I go for?
All right, guys, we got a caller here. She's a very lovely lady. I've known her for a while now. Her name is Lori. She wants to call in about the coach. Who's the best coach? Lori.
Hey, Lori, how's it going?
Hey there, how are you? Hey.
Doing well, thank you.
Pretty good, how are you?
Pretty good myself.
So who's the best coach? The coach from Drumline or the coach
or
from...
Or any coach, any TV coach.
Okay, any team coach. What is your opinion, Ms. Lori?
It may not qualify, but my call is dodgeball.
Oh, yo.
Patches O'Houlihan.
Patches O'Houlihan in the house. Yo, no, definitely.
That's got to be a rap up there.
Because you know why? Like, he pushed them to the limit. Like, he was even, like, throwing wrenches.
If you can dodge a car, you can dodge a ball.
A wrench. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Because, I mean, but think about it. And also, think about how that whole movie was set up, too, man. Like, Ben Stiller's character was perfect, right? Especially the outcome of that movie. Like, that was like, you couldn't write that, man. You couldn't.
And chatting. Like,
for example, whenever, you know, he's in there, he comes down in his workout little suit, spandex thing he was doing, and then he comes walking down the stairs with a book, and it's like, yo, the dictionary? It's a book?
I mean, thank you, Miss Lori. Thank you, Ms. Nora, for calling in. Ms. Lori, for calling in. Thank you so much for SB Nation. So your support. Hey, do you want some tickets?
Absolutely. You got it.
Thank you guys so much. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks, SB Nation away, here. Yo.
Patches of Houlihan.
Patches
of
Houlihan. I totally forgot about that. We got a little bit of time here. What do you guys? We got a minute. Actually, we got less than a minute. We got 30 seconds. So what do you guys want to talk about for 30 seconds? Go. Anybody, call in 713-439-1560.
You know what was another good movie? Yeah. Rookie of the Year.
We were just talking about that.
Rolling Gardner.
Oh, is that what that was?
Rafa Nugget.
Oh, come on.
Man. And you know what? And the whole time I was just like, no, that's not Major League right
you
there.
You heat up the ice.
You over here
hot
me,
ice cubes, Gardner.
It just went over my head.
Goonies.
Oh, yes. Can we talk about that next segment? Can we just bring that up and just rub it in Chris's face and tell everyone that?
I mean, I've seen it eventually, but...
But it's not the same. Like, when you don't watch Goonies when you're a little kid.
Goonies, I mean, I he'll always be Short Round to me. The
Oh, my God.
Data. Slick Shoes.
Yeah, he'll always be Short Round to me. I don't care what people say. He'll always be Short Round. But no, I mean, I eventually saw it, and it was okay, you know? The Hey You Guy, I thought was pretty...
Hey You Guy.
You know, coming from a...
Sloth.
Coming from a PC standpoint, they were pretty mean to that guy. They were pretty mean to that dude. I mean, I'm just saying that right
there now. There was a lot of mean scenes, if you think about it.
Coming from, like, the time we come from now. I don't
Man, they kept them locked up and were throwing Snicker bars at them. I mean...
No what about the scene when they... Well, what's the guy who's playing Thanos in Marvel right now?
Oh my God. He also played Agent K, a young Agent K.
Oh, that was funny. Brolin?
Josh Brolin.
And young Josh Brolin connected to the car and with the little sister's bike, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so mean. What a mean movie.
It's time to go, guys. We got to go to commercial. SB Nation 1560. We'll be back after these messages. Dave, Mario, and Chris, we'll be back. Deep inside of me.